Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Have we ever been busy?
Yep. I mean, that seems like a theme that we just say over and over and over again.
But it's true.
But it feels like, and we've talked about this the last week or so, we feel very energized. And, you know, I think we've talked about maybe some of the reasons for that. You know, it's cooler weather. You know, we're really focusing on people more.
Yes.
And, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know, but we have really been accomplishing a lot around the farm, particularly in the area of cleanup work, preparation for fall, preparation for our festival coming up in October, which we'll talk more about on the next episode. But I just can't believe how much is actually getting done.
Yeah, we have, as we've talked about many times, we have this huge to-do list. And we kind of started, I think when we installed the fan, that kind of just broke something loose.
It did seem to.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we'd been wanting to install a fan in the front room for, what, about a year and a half.
Right.
And, you know, finally got that done. And it seems like since that time, we just keep marking off major projects.
Right. These are not just tiny things, but big, like pulling down big limbs that have blown over in storms and trimming up under trees that had become overgrown. You've been moving split wood that we use for fires, little recreational fires. Don't get excited.
Yeah, I was going to say fire.
Yeah, not that kind of fire.
Not that kind of fire.
You even rediscovered our fire pit.
Right. Yeah, we have, we used to, back in the old days, we used to have a recreational fire once in a while. We did a lot of camping, but we also had them here at the house.
And we would cook beans or chili or roast hot dogs, usually on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, usually Sundays we would just have a nice recreational fire and, you know, enjoy a glass of wine or something. And it was just really nice. But we've gotten so busy, that area just became a wreck.
Overgrown and stuff had fallen into the fire pit. Ash had built up. But you reclaimed that this past week.
The wood pile was, who knows, it was all over the place. It had fallen over and it was a mess. But the fire pit was completely packed with ash. I think I dug out at least 4 buckets full. I mean, we're talking about the 5-gallon, the big buckets.
Wow.
4 or 5 of those. And it was packed. So now that's all cleaned out. We got our good firewood. Some of it was just, you know, had been on the ground and hadn't been split. We had good intentions. We would cut a tree down and leave it and think, oh, we'll get to splitting that. Well, you know, if you don't get to splitting it pretty quick,
you're not going to split
that.
Yeah,
it's not easy to do. So all those big giant logs, took those out, got the nice split wood, put it up and stacked it very neatly.
It looks quite nice. And it's, I think, calling my name for a nice little fire some evening.
I'm thinking so too. Yeah, it's nice and cool right now. We've been having around 70 or so for our high and in the 40s at night. So
I think that has helped me in terms of working outside, is just having that cooler weather.
Yeah, we worked for a long time in the back and had the chainsaw out and you were cutting stuff down. And We were solving a couple problems with that.
And I love it when that happens, when you can solve more than one problem with one activity.
Right. Some of you may remember that we've had this pond that we decided to take out. It was becoming more of a problem to manage. And as we have more people at the farm, you know, it's a liability. And we were having trouble keeping it filled. And so we've decided to fill that in. And, so we took some of that old firewood that was too big to do anything with. That went in the hole.
Oh, yeah. We have really been doing a lot of cleanup filling the hole at the same time.
Right.
And we know that will settle over time,
sure.
But we have a plan for that. It's going to be okay. But the other thing we've been adding to that is mulch that we can obtain for free if we haul it.
That's practically compost. I mean, it's composted. It's almost soil.
It is.
Well, the pile that we've been getting from. So it's really good because it's heavier and, but yeah, it will settle in the hole but we just keep filling it in.
And that leads us to a couple of shout outs and cowbells for assistance with that project over the past weekend. We had previously hauled that just by the truckload and unloaded it ourselves with shovels.
Yeah,
that
shovels,
is a
rakes.
Lot of work.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of work. We can get free mulch, twice a month
right
now, and I think there's only a couple more times left. So we would go, it used to be on Saturdays, we were at the market, so we didn't get to get the free mulch. Well, now we can do that, so that's been exciting. And so every chance, you know, a gardener's free mulch, I mean, come on.
Right.
That's a great gift. So we would go and just run truckload after truckload until, you know, they quit loading it for us. And we would unload in between by hand. And that did take a long time. So, you know, we'd have one truckload. Usually we got about three, I think, in a Saturday by the time that
That was about what we could manage.
Yeah. And so we were throwing that in the hole, and that's what we've been doing that a couple of times. And, you know, that's hard work you know, as I've said on the last podcast, I have this tendonitis, so I've got this sore foot, and, you know, getting in and out of the truck didn't help it any.
So my brother Ted came to the rescue with the loan of his dump trailer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
How exciting was that to get a huge load of compost, back it up, and flip a switch?
Yeah, that was so much better. All we had to do, we had to take a rake to it and loosen it up a couple of times, but it mostly just fell out.
It did, and a cowbell for Ted.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted.
And the next thing that we found in this is, even though you back up and flip the switch, you have to start pulling forward. And just where we're dumping it, it was difficult to get it actually down in the hole. So another friend to the rescue.
Yeah, I was out there moving the mulch. You had gone to get another load, and I was moving mulch with a grain scoop, and a friend came by and said that her husband would be glad to help us bring a tractor and push that up for us. So I immediately stopped doing it by hand.
Oh, yeah.
And we took him up on it.
We did. So a cowbell for Jim for bringing your tractor down and making short work of our pile.
But it really did help. I mean, today I didn't wake up sore like I usually do on Sunday morning. And we appreciate both of those guys coming through for us.
So. Absolutely. So we continue to get things accomplished here at the farm.
So you checked the bees?
Yes, I did. And the three hives are happy and healthy. We have
and a little bit cranky.
Yeah, we have one in particular that is really not happy when you open up the hive or come close to the hive or right. do anything they don't like, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, they're nice and strong. All three of them are. Yes. But I came back. You'd gone back early, and you know you told me you were going to go back to the bees, and so when I got a chance, I came back there. But I was about 25 feet away. I didn't have equipment or anything. I just was dressed normal, and the bees were hitting me in the head about 25 feet away. So I started backing away and I got about 50 feet away from them.
That was your hint.
Yes.
To back off.
But it's good to see them that healthy this point in the season. You said the insides look great.
It does. And it's really interesting this time of year because the goldenrod is blooming and the bees love goldenrod. They bring that in, but wow, it has a really odd smell in the hive.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, weird.
Right.
It's not super good smell.
It almost makes you think something has gone awry.
Yes.
But it hasn't.
No, thankfully we had some experienced beekeepers that warned us about that.
Right.
That would happen, so... makes great honey.
It does.
And very healthy. You know, if you have fall allergies, that's great stuff. I mean, most people aren't allergic to goldenrod, but, there's other ragweed and other junk that's in the air in the fall. So
I don't expect we will harvest any of this honey. However, I think I'm going to leave everything that is in the hive now for the bees to winter over, so that they have honey rather than sugar or any other artificial patties to get through the winter.
Yeah, it's a lot better for them to have their own honey. And they have all produced plenty of extra. And we still harvested more this year than we have in several years.
Absolutely. We do have
some. So we're in good shape.
Yes.
With our honey stock.
And that has been a real blessing this year to have a good quantity of honey for sale and for our use.
Yeah, we can't have too much of that ever.
Not at all.
And as far as the garden, I was working in the garden before you went out to the bee yard and trying to make a decision on what to do. I mean, right now, we were talking before the podcast, I think it's probably been maybe 6 weeks since we've had a measurable rain. So it is extremely dry. It's been a little bit windy, so that just dries it out faster. And we're getting close to our first frost, likely.
So all of those things make it very difficult to produce food this time of year.
It does. And, you know, anyone who grows food, any grower, market, gardener, by the time you get your seed and all the amendments and care for the plants, you really don't make much money at all.
Right.
Actually, sometimes I think we're losing money on that. But I love to grow food. But, you know, there's a point, where do you call it? Because right now we have expensive water at the farm because we have a rural water system. So our water is really expensive to begin with. And I have been watering a lot. I have to, because I have lettuce and things planted. We're not getting any rain.
And so, you have exhausted the rain barrels because we don't get rain.
Yeah, we're not getting rain. So yeah, I've emptied those practically. And so now we're down to watering every day. So I'm trying to decide. I'm really kind of to the point where that's going to be cut off, which I hate to do that, but it's not cost effective at all.
There is a point where you have to just call it and say it's done for the season. Right. So I think you are nearing that point. Maybe not quite there yet, but getting close.
Yeah, I'm not going to add anything else. One, at this point, we're getting close to the end of September. Most lettuce is around 40 days. Our frost date is usually around the 15th or so of October. I'm thinking it's not worth the time and the risk and the cost, because we don't want to have all that loss.
Right.
And, you know, right now, a bag of lettuce with what it costs to water it, probably we're probably paying $6 or $7 a bag for it. And, you know, we charge $3. So that's not very smart.
No. So another thing that will be winding up soon.
Yeah, unfortunately, but we're working on some cold frames, and we will have at least some lettuce and spinach and maybe kale through the winter as long as we can, I hope.
I hope so too. Those are good eats.
Yeah, but those will be a lot smaller area, so it's not like I have to take the hose and water it. I can do those with a watering can, but we will enjoy that.
Yes, we will.
So there you have it. We have been busy, and we're grateful for friends and family that help us out and make our work as easy as possible. We just don't have the right equipment sometimes here to do what we need to do on this scale.
That's right. But we're working on that too.
Yes, we are. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.